In July, Kentucky will become the first state to revamp Medicaid with a work requirement for some, and for those who fail to find work, a health and financial literacy course and test that applicants must pass in order to get benefits back. Kentucky's Republican Governor Matt Bevin spoke with PBS's NewsHour.
We simply want, for those that are able to be engaged in their own health outcomes, we want them to be, because there's dignity and self-respect that is offered to people through the ability for people to do for themselves.
Let's bring in 35-year-old Teresa Lohman of Erlinger, Kentucky. Her two young daughters are on her partner's insurance, but Teresa depends on Medicaid, and she works two part-time jobs at Molly Malone's Irish Pub and also at Braxton Brewing Company. But Teresa, you worry you won't make the new 80-hour-a-month work requirement, especially when someone gets sick?
Absolutely. That actually occurred last weekend. Both my daughters were sick, and I had to take off a shift. You know, I'm trying to pick up another shift to make up for that, just from the money standpoint, not only this potential 80-hour monthly requirement.
And by the way, what have you used Medicaid for?
Last year, I was having some side pain, had my appendix removed. One of the most important things for me was family planning. Once we decided, I think that, you know, two is enough for us to handle, you know, I was able to afford an IUD through Medicaid, which otherwise I wouldn't have had that $1,000 to do something like that. And under this new system, there's just a lot of things we don't know about this experiment. You know, there's some basic details that just make it really scary.
Well, and if you do lose your Medicaid, the way you'd get back on is through these courses, health or financial literacy courses that you will have to take and then pass the quizzes. Your thoughts on that?
I feel like I understand where the governor is coming from, but at the same time, this affects people like me. Could I work more? Is that what he wants me to work more? But then now I'm missing out on my children's lives. Now I'm going to have to pay for childcare, and I don't think it's fair to ask me to work more just to pay for childcare at this point.
Well, and also to take the courses would take time, one would imagine. But, you know, the governor and others backing this, they say this will make Medicaid recipients either more appreciative of or better understanding of their health care. And also you've got people like Atul Gawande, the great health care researcher, saying to require one population to pass a test to get insurance is expensive, punitive, and cruel, and reminds people of the voting registration tests that used to keep African Americans from voting. Is there a whiff of that for you, or maybe not?
Well, I just kind of feel like we're losing empathy as a nation and starting to focus on the almighty dollar. It seems quite unfair.
Yeah. But you've also told us that you can understand teaching a man to fish, you know, the biblical parable.
Absolutely. I just want to say, like, I know how to fish. I am a hard worker. I know I'm a great mom. And so when something like this happens that, you know, they're trying to pass something, but it's going to affect so many more people that are hardworking Americans that just need just that little extra supplement to make their lives easier.
So it sounds like you want to hear more.
Yes. You know, what's the process for this experiment? What are the forms going to be like? How often am I going to have to prove that I'm doing what I'm doing? Just a lot of questions.
That's Teresa Lohman, Medicaid recipient in Erlanger, Kentucky, as the state starts to revamp its Medicaid program. Teresa, we'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Thank you so much.